And good morning. It's 6 minutes after 6 a.m. This is Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Not 6 minutes, 18 minutes after 8 a.m. And this is Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, your community radio station. Joining me in the studio is Elena Gustafson with SAFE. She's the Youth Development Specialist. And Kate Frederick is the Children's Advocate at SAFE. And they're here to talk to us about Child Abuse Prevention Month. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah.
Well, there are a number of activities that SAFE is coordinating around the community around Child Abuse Prevention Month, but I thought we could start off talking about it. Now, this is a National Awareness Month, and it started in 1974, correct, Elena?
That's when the first child abuse prevention activity started, and then April was designated as a month in 1983, with the United States recognizing that this was a huge issue across the nation, but not often talked about, and not a lot of resources out there for community members who were nervous about youth in their lives or for children who are being abused. There wasn't a lot out there for either research or prevention or protection, so kind of mobilizing the effort for that.
Well, in terms of child abuse, what does that look like in Alaska?
We don't have the statistics from the most recent years. It takes a few years to catch up, but know that in 2011, there are over 3,200 substantiated cases of abuse across the state, which is pretty high for our population. Alaska has one of the highest rates of child abuse per capita across the U.S. And it's really important for people to know that for wherever you are in the country, most abuse cases happen with children below the age of 10. So it's really important for community members to be aware of what the signs are and the symptoms are and know how to help, because these are kids who don't have a voice yet, don't know how to speak up for themselves, don't have those resources. It's the most vulnerable who are often the most hurt. So it's really important for people to know what to do and recognize it when they see it.
What are the different types of abuse you're trying to call awareness to?
Physical abuse is definitely one, as well as sexual abuse or emotional abuse. But we know that neglect is the most frequent type of abuse. And often these different types overlap each other. There's usually multiple types of abuse in cases that are the Office of Children's Services works with. But neglect is the most frequent. Over 80 to 90% of all cases involve neglect. And so that's failure to provide for child's basic needs, whether it's physical needs like food or shelter, or providing necessary services like medical attention.
And so you're looking for community engagement on this issue. You're saying, you know, not just parents need to be aware, but neighbors need to be aware, teachers. Do you have any resources available for folks? How can they find some resources?
Kate and I both have lots of resources available. It's not really easy to list them on air, but we encourage people to call and talk to either of us, and we can direct you to books, or we've got safety planning handouts, lots of websites that have some really good information. So whether you're a parent wanting to make sure your own child is safe when they're outside the home, or you're a parent and you want to make sure your children's friends are safe, or whether you're a community member, we've got resources for everybody. So feel free to call and chat with Kate or I about that.
Do you have any quick tips for parents and guardians about how they might be able to broach this subject to younger children?
I think just talking often and reiterating to the kids in your life that you are a safe person. You can come to me if you have any issues. We've done safety classes in the schools, so that material, if you don't have it, you can contact us to go over it again and again. 'Cause with kids, it takes multiple times, and hopefully they'll be safe. And if not, they'll have you to come to.
And then I assume the concept of personal space and boundaries is something important to discuss with them.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, there are certain activities that kids have to be involved in, whether they want to or not, like getting shots. They are not going to necessarily want to do that. But making the distinction between, like, activities that keep them healthy and clean or healthy and safe versus ones where they have the right to say no. So if they're roughhousing or playing a game, they always have the right to say no to that is a really important concept to build from really early on, because then they know they have a right to say no if there's something that's happening that doesn't feel comfortable, or some activity that they're being told to be involved in by an adult that they don't want to be. So those building those in early and often, you know, as we said, it's difficult to have these conversations or maybe figure out how to start them. But since the youngest kids are the ones who are most at risk, it's really important to start these conversations early and build these boundaries and the idea of a safe adult in early.
Well, SAFE is hosting or supporting some events that are happening in our community. Among them is the Family Fun Fair, which is coming up April 6th, 3 to 5 p.m. at the Hames Center. Can you tell us a bit about that, Kate?
Yeah, so we're working with the Hames Wellness Fund to make this event free for the public. And so that'll include Family Fun Day for participants who normally participate in Hames Family Fun Day, as well as we'll have some additive things to that. So the rock wall will be open, the bouncy castle, an open gym, crafts, face painting, and the big thing is that we'll have massages for parents. So that's exciting. It's not only fun for kids, but for parents as well. And so we're really excited about that.
Well, what's the intent behind holding a Family Fun Day in conjunction with Child Abuse Prevention Month?
One of the things we try to promote this month, and there'll be for both elementary schools, there'll be some handouts going home this week that have some information on this, is increasing family protective factors. And one of those protective factors that's really easy to increase is strengthening family connectedness. So making sure that parents and kids have time to spend together in healthy and safe and fun activities. So that's one of the reasons behind the fun fair, and have some information on that, but also to make sure kids have a fun way to kick off the month.
Okay, well, that's April 6th. April 4th, something else is coming up. What's that?
Our Go Blue Day. Alaska is a part of April 4th is the Alaska Go Blue Day, and so that just helps raise awareness for Child Abuse Prevention Month by asking people to wear blue and to look into it a little bit more. We have our local banks participating, so they'll have information, as well as we have many resources.
And they'll all be wearing blue at the banks?
Hopefully. Yeah, at least part of their outfit will be blue. Mm-hmm.
So hopefully bank folks and SAFE folks will be walking around wearing blue, and you're inviting everyone in the community to wear blue and be able to talk about why they've made that choice.
Right, yes. And take a few minutes to bring awareness to child abuse and to prevention efforts that everybody can take a part of.
Okay, well, so that's April 4th. You also have a poster contest?
Right. So over the month of March, students were asked to submit applications to our annual youth poster contest. This year's theme is I Matter to Sitka. And those will be on display around the community starting April 14th. We haven't gotten to see all the posters yet, but if we're going off of past years, these kids put in some amazing, amazing posters and amazing designs and some amazing reasons why they matter to Sitka. So look for these displays at Homeport Eatery and the Larkspur and the library starting on April 14th.
Okay, well, how can folks get a hold of Citizens Against Family Violence to find out more about Child Abuse Prevention Month?
You can call anytime. Our phone number is 747-3370, as well as my email's rather easy, youth@safe.org.
And so, SAFE is S-A-F-V.
Yes. Right, standing for Citizens Against Family Violence.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one more quick thing. If there are any adults who are concerned about a child, what should they do?
Well, they're welcome to call and talk to us and talk over it. But we also encourage, if anybody is ever concerned for a child, you don't have to know for certain that something has happened. It's not our job to investigate. But if you're nervous at all, we encourage you to call the regional office for the Office of Children's Services, which is located out of Juneau. And if you look it up online, the number is easy to get to. It's important to for everybody to report if they have concerns about it, so that OCS can provide support for families in need. And not every family who's reported on has contact with OCS. But if there's a pattern that shows that a family needs that extra support, it's really important that OCS knows about it.
Okay. Well, thank you both very much for joining me this morning.
All right. Thanks. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Elena Gustafson, Sitkins Against Family Violence's Youth Development Specialist, and Kate Frederick, who's also with SAFE. She's the Children's Advocate. Child Abuse Prevention Month is now. It's coming up. It's now. Family Fun Fair is April 6th, 3 to 5 p.m. at the Hame Center. Go Blue Day is April 4th. SAFE is encouraging everyone to wear blue in honor of Child Abuse Prevention Month. And then the results from the poster contest will be out soon.